Let's be honest. We all know there are more out there. They may not be the most sophisticated people, but they do know how to divide, and $20 million isn't sh- when you split it between them.
He forced you using a threat of expulsion from Savior House and a life on the street with no heat and no water and no food.
Some may claim that slavery has ended, but tell that to the inmates who are kept in cages and told that they don't have any rights at all. People like my client Nathaniel Leahy and millions of people like him who are relegated to a subclass of human existence in our prisons.
Those are, of course, some famous scenes of just how angry things can get in a courtroom, on TV or in the movies at least. But in real life, even though anger is often part of the script, one researcher found the old double standard holds true. While men are often seen as effective and powerful when they show anger, women are not.
So most research in this realm looks at how women are punished in their careers for showing anger or being too emotional in places where you shouldn't be, like the boardroom, the office, on a jury. But Jessica Salerno wanted to see if there is any exception to this rule. So in her new research, the ASU behavioral science professor wanted to take a look at one realm in which women might have a chance to express emotion because it's literally part of the job. Trial attorneys are expected to show emotion in the courtroom. In fact, it's part of their law school training.
It shows the jury that they are a human being, that they're convicted about their case, and they often will argue that if lawyers don't express emotion in the courtroom, that might be perceived as a lack of conviction. They might be less effective in convincing the jury.
So Salerno set up an experiment to see if this is a scenario where it might actually be okay for women to show emotion in a professional setting. Here she is telling us how they did it.
So what we did was we recruited about six trial attorneys with trial experience. We brought them into a courtroom and we videotaped them all filming the exact same closing arguments. Hmm. So we had three women, three men, and we had them do it a couple times. So the first time we had them deliver the closing statement in a calm tone. And then we had them repeat that same closing statement, making the same arguments, but expressing it in an angry tone. And we kind of coached them on how to do that. Mm-hmm. We told them when to raise their voice and when to hit the podium in anger. And when to kind of express indignation and anger. And they watched each other. So we tried to really get their performances to be as similar as possible and expressing the same level of anger. We ran about three experiments. We recruited about 700 people from across the country to watch these videos. And they were randomly assigned to see either a male or female attorney and a calm or angry attorney. Mm-hmm. And then we asked them their impressions of the attorneys, and we asked them a bunch of questions about how effective they thought they were, if they would want to hire them, if they thought they should be promoted, indicators of how effective of a lawyer they thought that they were.
Yeah, okay. And you surprisingly, or not, I guess, found a real double standard here. Tell us a little bit about the results.
Yeah, unfortunately, we did not find support for the hypothesis that perhaps this is a context where women can express anger. We saw a very different effect of the male attorney expressing anger compared to the female. So what we found was that when a male attorney expresses the same closing statement in an angry tone compared to a calm tone, people are significantly more likely to say that they want to hire him as his own attorney, that he should be promoted, that he's an effective lawyer. But we see when female attorneys deliver the exact same arguments and the same level of anger, they're penalized. So people are significantly less likely to say that they want to hire her, that she should be promoted, et cetera, relative to when she delivers that statement in a calm tone.
Wow. So tell us some of the ways in which they described these women.
So at part of the study, we had them report their general impressions of the attorneys. And sometimes those were good things, like powerful and commanding and competent. And sometimes they were negative things, like shrill and obnoxious and overly emotional. And so we found very different explanations for why anger was affecting how much they wanted to hire male versus female attorneys. So for the male attorneys, we found that they were selectively using the good parts of anger. So if they were expressing anger, they saw them as more competent, more powerful, more commanding, more convicted, and that in turn led them to be more hireable. But for women, that when they expressed anger versus when they were calm, they were perceived to be more shrill, obnoxious, overly emotional, biased, and in turn, that's what explained why people wanted to hire them less.
Wow. And this was women and men across the board, people thought this?
Yes. So across the board, and a lot of the research both with attorneys and in other realms, we often find the same kind of bias against women expressed by both the male and female participants to a similar degree.
So... So you wanted to look at this to see if this might be the exception, right? That women are allowed to be emotional in this one realm in which you really are supposed to be. And that's not the case. Did this surprise you?
Unfortunately, every time I get these results, you know, the first reaction is sort of, oh, this is great. Now I can make this argument, and then getting really depressed about how there seems to be just no context where women can express anger. So it was surprising in some ways, but not in others. You know, we have a lot of evidence that when women violate gender roles, they're penalized for it. And, you know, anger is a stereotypically male emotion or trait. And so what this suggests is that a lot of these careers where women need to express anger to be persuasive and influential, that this is unfortunately still leading to the same kinds of pack clash, even when it's perceived as appropriate and even expected.
Yeah, yeah. So what could the results of this mean? Not only for attorneys, but for women in lots of other fields. Like, what I keep thinking about listening to you talk about this is the last election, when we watched the debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and this was something that she, I think, really struggled with.
Absolutely. I think that this is a much broader problem than attorneys in court. There are a lot of different types of professions. I think that's a great example. We heard a lot about that in the election, politics. Anywhere where a woman, for her career, needs to try and influence others and be persuasive, emotion is a very important tool in that. So what this means is women in these careers, unfortunately, are stuck between potentially being penalized for doing things that are considered to be part of the job that are traditionally considered masculine, such as being aggressive or expressing anger and those kinds of things. But if they don't do it and they act in sort of traditionally feminine ways that don't necessarily correspond to that career, then they're seen as weak or ineffective at their job. So this suggests that, you know, in these scenarios and in these careers, women are really stuck and they have to be very careful about cultivating how they walk that line.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if any of the women who were the attorneys who participated in this for you had anything to say about this. I mean, this is something they, I'm sure, thought a lot about.
Yeah. I have talked to a lot of female attorneys who this rings very true to them about how they have to really think very carefully about expressing a little bit of emotion, but then showing control and those kinds of things. And the women acting in the videos, actually, it was very clear that they were much less comfortable with that angry version, delivering it compared to the male actors. It took a lot more pushing to get them comfortable enough to express anger. And I think that shows that a lot of us know as women that, you know, expressing anger is not going to be a good thing. It's a very uncomfortable thing to do in professional settings.
You've done research like this in the past, right? Where you said every time you get the results, it's a little frustrating. I wonder why you think it's important to establish this before you move on to how to address it.
It's a great question. I think part of what's important about just establishing that this is a phenomenon is there are a couple things. One is that I think a lot of times when women make this claim that they're being discredited for being emotional, is often met with skepticism that she's paranoid or that it's in her head, or perhaps that it's something about how women express themselves, that maybe women aren't expressing their arguments as strongly or they're expressing anger differently. And so I wanted to first kind of put those arguments to bed and find some scientific data showing if we hold everything constant, really this is a gender bias. Second of all, I think a lot of, you know, the fact that this shows up in both men and women is an argument towards the fact that I think a lot of this is operating at an unconscious level. So the goal of these first studies were really to try and establish this and put awareness in people's minds, especially those who are well-intentioned, who don't want to be biased, that we all have these biases. We've all grown up in this culture. We all know these gender norms. And so realizing that we may be reacting to women in this way hopefully will be a first step towards trying to motivate people to try to be aware and correct for it.
All right. Jessica Salerno, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.